This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Now it's time for the latest installment of Social Distancing. It's our series where we hear from you, our listeners, about the challenges and changes you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. In our latest story, WFAE's Sarah D'Elia talks to a bar owner about surviving and waiting for the day bars can legally reopen.
34-year-old Jackie DeLoach, the owner of Hattie's Tap and Tavern, is still coming to work most days, but it's not to chat with regulars. Instead of selling pints and shots, it's hoodies and shirts.
I mean, it's not a huge margin of profit, but it will pay a light bill, so that's, you know, awesome to me. I mean, it's really fun being able to drive down the street and you see somebody walking around with their t-shirt on.
Hattie's quickly became a staple in the Plaza Midwood, Noda, and surrounding neighborhoods when it opened about 6 years ago. The bar is named after Jackie's grandmother, someone who always supported her dream of opening her own spot.
I guess when I was like 11 or 12, I told her that I wanted to open up my own restaurant like my great-grandfather. And she kind of reminded me of that all growing up, and then I opened up a bar.
But everything came to a halt back in March when bars were ordered to shut down to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. They've been closed all summer, and now they'll remain closed until at least September 11th. It hasn't been easy, she says, but it's the right thing to do.
I'm not mad at Governor Cooper at all. He's doing what he can to make sure everybody is safe.
And safety is what's most important to Jackie. For now, she's able to pay her rent. She got a PPP loan to pay her employees, which helped a little. She knows there are bar owners who are really worried about surviving the pandemic, and she's worried too. She wants people to wear masks so everyone can open up as soon as possible.
It's honestly the people that, you know, in a whole need to come together and make a decision to help the small businesses more so than anything, and that includes, you know, the person that lives next door that doesn't wear their mask when they go out. I mean, it starts with everybody.
Governor Roy Cooper recently ordered alcohol sales stop at 11 p.m. after seeing restaurants turn into bars after the kitchen closed. Jackie has seen videos of that online, and it bothers her because she's following the rules.
It hurts my feelings, I'm not going to lie. You're my neighbor, and you're going to be doing that kind of thing and basically sticking your middle finger up at us. So they're the reason that why this is getting worse, and because you want to make some money, and that's greed, and you know, that's, yeah, it's a business, and yeah, you want to make money, but follow the rules so we can get back to normal.
Even when Hattie's can legally reopen, how it happens, she says, will be a staff decision.
I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable coming to work, and if you want to work, awesome. If you don't, that's fine with me as well. You're not going to lose your job.
She's used the past several months to prepare for a reopening, stocking up cleaning supplies, renovating Hattie's back patio to include more benches to allow for social distancing. Seating will be spaced inside. No one will be sitting at the main bar.
I will be here every day following, you know, people around and spraying stuff down if I have to. I just want everybody to come back and see our regular spaces again.
And if having to shut down her business during a global pandemic wasn't enough, she's had to deal with two recent burglaries. The bar shed full of lawn equipment was broken into right after everything closed in March. Then, a couple of months later, a bigger hit came.
Two guys came over here and they broke into my walk-in cooler and literally wiped out my walk-in cooler clean. So they took thousands of dollars worth of alcohol. Yeah, they tried to get inside the building, but they were unsuccessful, and that's what eventually had my alarms go off.
Since then, she's added more cameras and another alarm. Between the pandemic and the break-ins, it's all been so overwhelming. Usually when she feels down, she goes to her bar to see people and be social. Right now, she's got the bar, but not the people.
Without being able to be social and everything, it gets really difficult, but I have to keep my head up as high as I possibly can. This is my baby, and I want this to open. If it's, you know, 3 months from now or 6 months from now, I want to be able to open its doors again to the public. I want to keep my head up high for it.
And the community wants the same. People have rallied around car washes for the bar. Hattie's has also participated in a rooftop drive-in concert that raised funds for the bar and two other Charlotte favorites, Tommy's Pub and the game bar Abari. Jackie is looking into holding virtual events in the weeks to come. She's interested in any way to keep people connected. That's part of the magic of Hattie's, she says. The bar welcomes all walks of life.
I mean, I've got the banker sitting next to the kitchen guy and they're having a conversation, and that's what I've always wanted for Hattie's, and I like that.
Looking around her empty bar, she reflects that this is the hardest thing she's been through. She has good days and bad days. She rides the same emotional roller coaster so many of us do. To keep herself busy, she comes in and gets merchandise ready to sell. She cleans tables she's already gone over several times. However long it takes to get back to those days of community and conversation, she's willing to wait. Opening this spot was a dream she shared with her grandmother as a little girl. She won't let it die. WFAE wants to hear from you. If you'd like to share how the coronavirus has changed your life, leave us a voicemail at 704-916-9114. Or go to wfae.org for more information. And we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.